WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas A&M Transportation Services has announced several tweaks for Saturday's football game. Executive Director Peter Lang says for those leaving the West Campus Garage, there'll be more green light time turning from Kimbrough to Welburn.
Have a better plan in order to be able to load up Kimbrough, to be able to keep the cars flowing out of the garage, to be able to stack up Kimbrough, and then give them more green time in order to be able to move. Of course, no change to where vehicles exiting the garage at Kimbrough and Welburn can go north or south.
And to keep southbound traffic moving on Welburn, Lang says there will be intermittent closures preventing traffic from turning onto Holloman. Those motorists will have to go south to Kane or Rock Prairie to backtrack to Holloman. Lang says more time is being added to most shuttle buses as well.
The malls always run, well, in the last 5 years or so, 3 hours pregame, 1 hour post. We're going to add a half hour at each end, so 3.5 hours pregame. And 1.5 hours post-game.
On-campus shuttle buses, except for those going to and from the Bush Library, will be running 4 hours before kickoff and 1.5 hours after the game ends. There's no change to the schedule to and from the Bush Library. There are two more traffic advisories in College Station. Those driving Rock Prairie over the freeway can expect delays today between 8:30 and 4:30 as frontage roads are restriped and lanes are shifted to allow the contractor to complete the next portion of the project. And look out for College Station firefighters at various intersections as they hold their annual Fill the Boot fundraiser for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. The firefighters will be out today, tomorrow, and Saturday. College Station residents who are registered voters are invited to help draft a bond package that will go to voters a year from now.
This committee will be meeting twice a month for about the next 6 months or so. They need to have a love for community, a commitment to their community, wanting to see the community grow in a positive way, and that's going to be their main focus.
City Secretary Sherry Mashburn says those on the 23-member committee will also be in one of three subcommittees.
We would like to see applicants that have an interest in either transportation, facilities, or parks. They're going to be prioritizing those capital improvement projects and submitting that priority list for recommendation to the city council.
Online at WTAW.com are links to applying and an informational blog. The numbers are still being crunched from this year's Texas Reds Festival, the first that was administered by the Downtown Bryan Association. Bryan Mayor Jason Bielski says its success is measured on community involvement, not dollars.
To showcase the city of Bryan, downtown Bryan, our merchants, our businesses, our people, this is good for the community. It's good for to meet your neighbors and just to come out and have some fun. And to me, that's more important than if we're doing it to make a profit, then I guess we throw a carnival in the middle of downtown Bryan and sell tickets to that, and it'll be great.
Bielski says merchants and vendors he talked to indicated they had decent business during the festival. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
John Deere 5DE series tractors are the definition of utility, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a 5045D utility tractor and save $2,500, or get 0% financing for 72 months. With a deal like this, you can conquer tough jobs and enjoy John Deere reliability for years to come. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Kathleen celebrating 9 years as a breast cancer survivor, Julie 3 years, and Erica 5. And we're celebrating with them because the Breast Center at St. Joseph has been recognized as a nationally accredited center, bringing access to board-certified specialists, 1 to 2 day diagnosis, a dedicated nurse navigator, and the full spectrum of care closer to home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph, expert care closer to home.
Good morning, it's 7:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast.
brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Fall special going on now till November the 28th. Lennox is offering $1,300 rebate on a complete home comfort system. That's a high-efficiency heat pump or air conditioner with a gas furnace or an air handler. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. Okay, we got some numbers for you right here.
Cloudiness will give way to partial sunshine today. Temperatures are likely to reach 90 during the afternoon. We're going to be partly cloudy overnight with a low of 70 to 75. Mixture of clouds and sunshine tomorrow. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, high near 90. Partly cloudy through tomorrow night. Lows will be 70 to 75. During the day Saturday, we'll see occasional sunshine, maybe a stray thunderstorm in the afternoon. A little cooler Saturday, 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with both the offense and defensive coordinators from Texas A&M talking about Ole Miss here in just a bit. Aggie soccer and volleyball get cranked up tomorrow, and a whole lot more in sports at 7:50.
Well, Bill Gates is reportedly racked up $40,000 in fines at his house. Not being a good neighbor.
Let those weeds get too tall.
Well, no, it's not that. Apparently, been creating quite a stink there on his estate. This is his estate in Florida, not the one in Washington.
Is he composting?
Well, as a matter of fact, it seems to be a horse manure problem. The Microsoft billionaire has been racking up daily fines for an illegal horse waste storage facility. He purchased a home for $8.7 million a couple of years ago. The family had previously rented the home when in Florida for Jennifer's equestrian competitions. Then the house includes, of course, several horse-friendly features like the 20-stall barn. Oh, and the show-jumping arena, because she needs her own, you know. But according to the report, Mr. Gates has been penalized for putting the horse manure bin too close to a nearby pond. Oh, the humanity. First world problems, just saying.
Yeah.
Could have been eliminated. So
it sounds like it's all just a pile to me.
Thank you so much. Gosh, here's a story about a modern art museum in Arkansas.
Wow.
Didn't know they had those,
that,
but
that by definition is an oxymoron.
It is an oxymoron, but there's an Arkansas museum that's now featuring a mom booth in which middle-aged women sit at a table that features Band-Aids, pudding, tissues, knitting materials, and more. The exhibit is interactive, so you can come up to a mom who is on duty, and actually you can help if you want, for instance, fold her laundry with her. The artist is named Andy Doucette. Andy came up with the booth as a way to make her statement, if you will, against the idea that modern art is cold and unemotional. Apparently inspired by Lucy from Peanuts, who famously would do the psychiatric booth, remember the doctor's in thing?
Mm-hmm.
This way, you can actually go in and be mommed. Maybe you could even ask for a hug. I have no idea. But anyway, moms volunteer to be part of the booth. Again, in the Modern History Museum in Arkansas.
It's like the futurism exhibit.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
They do what now?
Yeah, they fold clothes and they have Band-Aids and stuff like that. With the Colbert Report ending soon, Comedy Central apparently almost lost another staple in its lineup to network television. New York Magazine is reporting that Jon Stewart was initially approached in talks with NBC News to replace David Gregory on Meet the Press.
Oh, my.
Could you imagine?
Heavens. I think he'd be incredible at that. He's a great journalist when he leaves the clown nose off. But he gets to play either role he wants, just whenever he's backed into a corner, he gets to say, ha-ha, just kidding.
But that's the idea, is you can't let the absolute keystone program for Sunday morning have that guy on there.
Yes, you can.
But what?
He's playing a role. I think
Exactly. He's playing a role. Okay. He's not a news person. So you can't have an actor in there doing that.
He's not in a news position. Why would he be a news person? I think he could be a news person.
I think he's capable. Right. Capable.
If he's doing Press the Meat, he's got to be a news guy.
But he can't be taken seriously. I think that's probably what happened. And I mean, even David Gregory, who is a news person, couldn't handle it. That's why Chuck Todd is a pretty good choice. But anyway, according to the source, NBC was prepared to offer him virtually anything to make the deal happen. Obviously, he attracts a younger audience, which is what they would like to do. But many doubted that he could make the transition. And anyway, it did not happen. But NBC, at least, that's pretty much thinking outside the box. I don't think there's much doubt about that. All right, here's an app for you. By the way, it's 7:15. Here's an app for you. Because we have a lot of goofy apps out there, there's no doubt. But this one, being put out by the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. If you're walking down the Hollywood Walk of Fame, it is not the easiest tourism experience in Los Angeles. There are probably names that you do not recognize, or you might have trouble finding wherever that favorite star's star might be. That's about to change, though. A new official app from the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce that lets users plot an itinerary to visit as many of those 2,500 stars immortalized on Hollywood sidewalks, pulling up bios, photographs, and actual performance videos about each one of them. The geolocation-enabled app also pulls up local business discounts. Aha!
There's the monetization.
Now we understand how we're going to make that work. Anyway, unlocks all sorts of digitalized goodies as well. The official Hollywood Walk of Fame app now available in the iTunes Store, and of course will come out to the Android platform later this year. So, but that's a pretty good idea. I would think that's not a bad idea at all to do that, because after all, you do go, oh, who's that person? Or, and again, how many ridiculous ones are there that we'll actually be able to find out? You know, why did they actually get a Walk of Fame star? All right, 7:16, next hour. We mentioned we're going to talk about Kyle Field traffic, how it's changing. Also, SEC Ready. It's a new video that's out from the folks over at TxAgs. We'll be talking to them about that. A Red Bull drinker, are you? Do you do that stuff?
I have them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Company is giving out free Red Bull products in order to settle a class action lawsuit. See, the lawsuit claimed that Red Bull used false advertising and misled consumers about the strength and effects of its product.
I know. Not once did I get wings.
Yeah, exactly. So, let's ask Kevin, since he's a fan. Do you feel like they under-delivered?
No.
Okay.
I got exactly what I expected.
Okay. Company. I got the shakes. Yeah. But anyway.
I haven't sounded fine on the program for quite some time.
They've agreed to pay out $13 million. BuzzFeed says if you purchased at least one Red Bull beverage between January 1st, 2012 and October 3rd of this year, you could file a claim for either $10 in cash or $15 worth of Red Bull product? Are you kidding me? They're going to end up paying out a heck of a lot more than $13 million. Anyway, head over to their, they got a website. It's called energydrinksettlement.com. Fill out a claim online, or you can download the form. No purchase, proof of purchase is required.
Well, yeah, clearly. Who's going to keep a $2 receipt?
Hey, what was that address again?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Claims must be submitted by March the 2nd of next year.
Oh, man.
We need to track that. First of all, I don't know what they say in their ads. I'm not a...
It gives you wings!
Okay, I don't...
Could have an office signing party or something and just get everyone to...
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's... they're liable to blow a server on that thing. I just... I mean, you send this in and you get $10 in cash? I think that might work. All right, let's see that. I hear somebody typing in there. Yeah.
No.
My high-definition headphones, I can hear that.
Not me.
All right, see how you feel about this. Walgreens is partnering with WebMD to give Walgreens customer reward card points to their members. The program will require you cardholders, you card members from Walgreens, to log personal health information into the WebMD Healthy Target app. That personal information will include things like your daily glucose levels or logging the number of steps that you've taken each day. The WebMD CEO told the Chicago Tribune that Walgreens reward points become the incentive gauge to have them use the app more. They now have this financial incentive to engage in healthy behaviors. Walgreens is going to include some of WebMD's health content in its stores and on its website. So that's the tit-for-tat deal. The integration of the two companies means that WebMD will include information about Walgreens' online prescription refill service, too. But Walgreens will stop short of actually sharing prescription information with WebMD. Good. HIPAA doesn't like that kind of stuff. You know. So, I mean, so that does, that brings up, I think this is probably the first of its kind. Would you be more likely to share personal health information on an app if you're getting some sort of a payment or a savings in return? Because I think where this goes could be very indicative of what maybe what the future is. If you incentivize it in some way, shape, or form, are you going to share some sort of personal information that you wouldn't? And again, throw it out there on the internet where it's absolutely safe. You know that there's no way that that information can be shared or hacked in any way. Would you do that? I mean, I wouldn't. I don't see any reason to do that.
Probably not.
And I mean, it. I think there's CVS on the other side, you know, because they're right across the street from each other. It, I mean, if you use their loyalty card and you don't have to share this information and you still get the savings, then wouldn't they be the place where you'd go? I don't see it. I for one, just would not do that, but maybe they will. And then that also, once they do that, do you have to in some way make that incentive greater and greater? Do you need to get double points because you've shared your glucose level with them every day? I mean, I'm not sure.
Do you get extra for having a malady?
Yeah, really. I'm sorry, I'm completely healthy. Oh, well, you don't get any points. But I mean, it just, but I see what they're trying to do. They're trying to drive people to behave in a more healthy manner. Understand that. But
is that what they're really doing, or is it marketing?
Oh, now, see, you're so shallow to think that. You're so skeptical. Why would you think that they're actually in it for the money? They're in it for the health of all U.S. Americans.
Liar. You know that?
Yeah, okay.
When it comes to football, it's all about teamwork. Run by a team in Navasota and let our team work for you. Hustle in to get $8,000 off MSRP on 2014 Dodge 1500 Crew Cab.
Nice price.
Or you can score big with $9,000 off the 2500 Dodge Longhorn.
Nice price.
Tackle huge savings with $6,000 off the Dodge Charger RT.
Nice price.
Win big this football season with a new vehicle from Team in Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers. But there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it, because it's important when glass needs to be replaced. There's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment. They'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly, because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 724, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check the weather in just a minute. Okay, so we had a couple of other things in the needless markup catalog. You know, you had the story yesterday about
sure.
that. But apparently there was a low-ball item in there that you did not come up with. I think you had, what, $3,700 was the low end?
$6,500.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, did we talk about the House of Creed custom fragrance experience, the trip to Paris for only $475,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. And did we miss the 100th anniversary Neiman Marcus limited edition Maserati for only $95,000?
We missed 7 of the 10.
Yeah,
we only
okay.
detailed 3.
Anyway, that's so. And but the cheapest item they have is the Molten Brown Bubble Bath Bauble for only $15.
I don't know what that is. But you know what? If you want something else to hang on your Christmas tree, I think for a little bit more than $15, though, there's a Liza Minnelli Christmas ornament.
Does it sing?
Just, I don't know. Just in time for Christmas. I mean, who could want more? I'll get the details for you so we can shop for that later on. We'll shop together for that. The Liza Minnelli. Yeah.
You better be careful.
Oh, why?
Because you may be getting that for somebody.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Just figured out what we're buying, Scott.
There you
Patrick.
Go. So now, did you hear the story about the Dallas County Sheriff's guy who went to Duncan's apartment in Dallas to serve some sort of a warrant, and he wasn't wearing any protective gear, and now he's in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
With an overabundance of caution is what they said.
Says he wasn't feeling well. When we do programs where they talk about the symptoms that you get for an ailment, I'm going, oh yeah, I can feel like that. So he may be doing that. I mean, I'm not sure, but it could well be.
Was to say when the students in medical school get Grey's Anatomy, the book?
Yeah, yeah.
All of them start coming down with remarkable diseases.
It starts hurting. Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 20% chance of some showers or thunderstorms. Partly sunny and a high temperature near 90 today. 72 for a low temperature tonight. Doing the same thing probably on Friday. Saturday, though, we're going to up it to a 50-50 chance of showers. Probably cloudy all day. And looks like we'll have a little wind shift, too, because the winds will come out of the northwest. As far as Saturday night's concerned, pretty nice. Low temperature around 68 with a 30% chance of showers. Then not quite as warm again on Saturday, rather on Sunday and on Columbus Day, which is Monday. We'll have a high temperature in the middle 80s, it looks like, and probably a 40% chance of rain on Monday is what they're saying. Right now the winds are out of the south at 7. We have 94% relative humidity, and we're looking at 74 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Dennis Rader, better known by the nickname he gave himself, the BTK serial killer, is apparently close to completing a book deal. Rader signed over media rights to the families of the 10 people he killed. He said his deeds are too dark to understand, but the profits should help. BTK, in case you forgot, stood for Blind Torture Kill. And another killer is in the news, Mumia Abu-Jamal, originally sentenced to death after the 1981 murder of a Philadelphia cop, is now serving a life sentence. Liberals here and in Europe launched a multi-year high-publicity campaign that eventually led to the commutation of his death sentence. Mr. Abu-Jamal is now a graduation speaker. This past weekend, he spoke via video to 20 students receiving their bachelor degrees from Goddard College, Plainfield, Vermont. Jamal himself graduated from that college in 1996. He urged the students to think about the myriad of problems that beset this land and strive to make it better. Why, how utterly comforting, isn't it? Such profound advice, live via video, a nice, warm, toasty, feel-good commencement address from a convicted cop killer who sidestepped his own date with destiny. But this is America. You can be what you want to be. Have a suggestion for Goddard College. Why don't you ask BTK Dennis Rader if he can address next year's grads? I mean, you never know. He might have the time to do it, and what a message he's got. Wow.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My friends, the world's number one selling tractor is Mahindra tractors, but there's a side to Mahindra you may not know. When natural disasters strike our country, you'll often find Mahindra dealers donating their time and tractors to help. Now, after working side by side with dedicated first responders in the most trying of times, Mahindra was inspired to launch the Mahindra Pride First Responders Appreciation Program. It honors our nation's firefighters, law enforcement officers, and EMTs with a special rebate on the purchase of a Mahindra tractor and implement. That's a small gesture to reward those who do so much for us. To learn more about the First Responders Program, just visit MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and great financing on a new Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. To find your local dealer and test drive a Mahindra, please visit MahindraUSA.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A new owner could be coming soon to the short-lived Gundler Foods manufacturing plant in North Bryan.
As of this week, I've heard there were like three or four different businesses vying to buy that facility. I know there's a couple local companies that are wanting to expand into the facility, so that would be a good thing.
Mayor Jason Byinski says Gundler was the catalyst that brought more manufacturing to the Texas Triangle Park.
First domino in that Texas Triangle Park that brought us Axis Pipe and Tube, and that's 750,000 square feet under 15 acres. Of improvements there, that's going to be probably $200-300 million on the tax roll. So it's going to be an amazing event. We've got several other companies that are considering Texas Triangle Park.
Byinski says Gundler's exit meant a financial loss to the city of $30,000, but not lost property tax revenue to the city or county. What will the city of College Station look like in the next 5 to 20 years? 23 residents who are registered voters get the opportunity to help shape the city's future as a member of a committee that will make recommendations for the next bond package.
We want to do something that's going to have a lasting value to the city and help it in its growth.
City Secretary Sherry Mashburn says applications are now being accepted from those interested in serving on a bond committee.
Well, they'll be working very closely with city staff. Dependent on the area that they're on, whatever subcommittee, like in the Parks Department, they'll probably be working with a lot of the Parks people. Same thing with transportation. They'll probably be working with Public Works, the traffic engineer, those kinds of individuals that have their expertise that they can add, so they can add some value and some education to this committee.
Links to an informational blog and applications are online at WTAW.com. More changes have been announced for those leaving Kyle Field Saturday night. The executive director of Texas A&M Transportation Services, Peter Lang, says to keep traffic moving southbound on Welburn, some motorists won't be able to make a right turn onto Holloman.
There's two ways to get back to Holloman and back into that area. So Kane Road, which is south of 2818, and Rock Prairie, south of Kane, can get you back to Holloman, and then you'd head back north and cross over 2818 to head back into that apartment area.
Motorists leaving the West Campus Garage will have more green light time turning from Kimbrough to Welburn. Lang also says there will be more time to use most campus shuttle buses to and from the stadium.
For the past 10 years, we've been running 3 hours pregame and 1 hour postgame. We're going to run the majority of them 4 hours pregame and an hour and a half postgame. The exception to that is the shuttle that goes out to the Bush Library. This season we started running at 6 hours pregame and 2.5 hours postgame, and that's not changing. We're going to keep that.
And shuttles between the mall and the stadium will run 30 minutes longer, starting 3.5 hours before kickoff and lasting 1.5 hours after the game ends. Motorists in College Station have two more traffic advisories. One involves College Station firefighters positioned at various locations around town today through Saturday. They're conducting their annual Fill the Boot fundraiser for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And watch out for construction workers today in the area of Rock Prairie Road Bridge Project over the freeway. TxDOT reports lanes will be shifted to allow the contractor to complete the next portion of the project, and restriping will take place on frontage roads. Expect delays between 8:30 and 4:30. If your cell phone service is with AT&T, you may be eligible for some money. That's after the carrier entered an agreement with multiple states, including Texas and several federal agencies. The settlement involves the practice of cell phone cramming, where AT&T placed unauthorized third-party charges on customer accounts. More information is online at WTAW.com. Texas Rangers are investigating the death of a woman who was shot Tuesday with a stun gun inside the Waco courthouse. The Waco Tribune Herald reports 37-year-old Aretha Lilly was shot by deputies after she became unruly during a court appearance on a shoplifting charge. Lilly was jailed earlier in the day after testing positive for illegal drugs. The capital murder trial of a Montgomery County man who was 13 when he set fire to a then 8-year-old boy has been moved from Conroe to Galveston. The judge granted a change of venue motion sought by defense lawyers representing Don Wilburn Collins. The victim, Robert Middleton, survived the fire in 1998, but died in 2011 of skin cancer that authorities blamed on the burn injuries. Collins' trial is set to start January 5th. Also from Montgomery County District Court, a tentative trial date for Adrian Peterson that's been set for December 1st, but before that will come a motion to consider changing judges. That's after District Attorney Brett Ligon pointed out Judge Kelly Case called attorneys in the case media whores. During Wednesday's hearing, Ligon asked for and received an apology from the judge.
Yes, of course, I apologize.
The response from Peterson's attorney, Rusty Harden.
Been chomping at the bit to defend himself publicly.
Peterson remains on paid leave from the Minnesota Vikings while facing the charge of felony child abuse after using part of a tree branch called a switch in disciplining his 4-year-old son. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
7:37, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's some weather.
Cloudiness will give way to partial sunshine today. Temperatures are likely to reach 90 during the afternoon. We're going to be partly cloudy overnight with a low of 70 to 75. Mixture of clouds and sunshine tomorrow. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, high near 90. Partly cloudy through tomorrow night. Lows will be 70 to 75. During the day Saturday, we'll see occasional sunshine, maybe a stray thunderstorm in the afternoon, a little cooler Saturday, 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You better not give him a steady dose of it, because Hugh's going to get it fixed now.
That's Coach Mark Snyder talking about the adjustments that Ole Miss will make as the game progresses against A&M. We'll have more on the breakdown from the offensive and defensive coordinators for A&M. We'll also get more from head coach Lori Corbelli about Alabama in town this week, and more coming up in sports in about 13 minutes.
I don't know. Somehow, I know that they're, you know, ranked third in the nation. Somehow, I feel better this week than last week.
I kind of do, too.
Because I don't think Bo Wallace is quite the quarterback that Mr. Prescott is.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. Sure. Hey, don't forget, we got to talk about PETA.
We're going to do that, and right now we're going to talk to Bill Flores. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good to be with you on News Talk 1620 this morning.
Normally we visit on Wednesdays, but because of scheduling conflicts, we're visiting today. So in the district, and what's going on your radar screen right now?
Well, the two big things that are on top of most of our constituents' minds are the Ebola outbreak and then also the progress of the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq.
You know, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
All right, well, I was going to say, we were talking in the last hour, Jimmy Carter, in an interview with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that was published this week, says that this president waited too long, and that's part of the problem that we're having right now.
Absolutely. I mean, he's waited too long on almost everything. I mean, if you look at the Islamic State issue, for instance, the reason that this has become an issue is because he refused to negotiate with the nation of Iraq in good faith to set up a status of forces agreement, which is usually what we have after any conflict. And, you know, at least he learned his lesson on Iraq, because we are going to have a status of forces agreement with Afghanistan so that we can have an orderly wind down. And then in this Ebola situation, I mean, he said, you know, he gave this big speech about 3 weeks ago, said in the unlikely event that it comes to our shores. Well, you know, it's just a few days later. I think the question most Americans have is, does this government that we have any competency to do anything at all? And Americans pretty scared about the inability of their government to handle some basic functions.
Well, I think I'm fairly frustrated, too.
Well, absolutely, and I have to agree with them. I'm frustrated, not only as a constituent, but as an elected official, because everything that we try to talk to the administration about doing, they just basically thumb their nose at us and say, don't worry, we'll take care of it. We're the big boys and girls out here, and we can handle it. And then they just fall flat on their rears.
Well, of course, but I think also that first line of defense has to be the legislative branch. I mean, there's 435 of you guys and gals right there, and as members of the U.S. House, we feel like you need to be the most responsive. And understand that the Senate keeps a lot of things from happening, but from an investigative standpoint, you know, sometimes I think that folks are frustrated even as what's going on in the House.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, a lot of what we do, a lot of the work that we do in the House doesn't get out. And I think you and I have talked about this in the past during earlier shows, is that when the House is in session, we are typically having between 25 to 40 oversight hearings each week. And these are dealing with everything from Benghazi to Fast and Furious to the IRS scandal to the VA scandal to how the Secret Service has just become a nightmare. So we deal with those, but the news doesn't get out. You hear about other issues. Now, of course, when the White House calls a press conference, they get pretty good media attention. Mm-hmm. It's just hard for us at the House to get it. You know, maybe I doubt that that'll change anytime soon, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, I understand that, you know, you're not happy with some of the things that the Obama administration has done. But, you know, in the case of Ebola, I don't know that there's much that anybody can do. If folks are going to be unreasonably fearful, they are just going to be, and government can't make that better.
And one of the things that I'd like to see, let me say this: I'm still concerned about whether we have the real truth about Ebola. You know, earlier we learned that it was just spread only through contact with bodily fluids of an infected individual. Now we're hearing some rumbling in the background that it may be transmittable by air as well, and that changes our response a lot. Americans, and I don't either, I'm not sure if I trust the CDC to tell us the political story they want us to hear, to tell us the truth. And the truth does make a difference in this. That's frustrating. You know, back to Congress for a minute. I mean, one of the things I'd like to see us do is I'd like to see us back in session right now and dealing with these two big issues, trying to get the truth about what Ebola really is, and then secondly, trying to deal with the Islamic State and declare a war powers resolution or a new authorization for use of military force to deal with this. But unfortunately, everybody's out running for office right now.
Yes, well, boy, we don't want to go there, Bill. We don't want to be talking about having a campaign nonstop, because that gets people frustrated, too.
Well, it does me, too. of course, you know, I've got a race as well, but I think we can't quit governing just because we have a race.
I think you're exactly right. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson is kind of pushing back a little bit. Duncan Hunter, member of Congress, had said that at least 10 Islamic State of Iraq and Levant fighters were apprehended while trying to cross the border from Mexico. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it's going to happen. If it has not happened, it will happen. And that's the reason the failure of the administration to secure the border is a clear and present danger to our national security. But we just can't seem to get the administration's attention on this. They unfortunately view everything through a political lens instead of what's the best thing to do for hardworking American families. And it's really frustrating. And I know that our constituents are frustrated as well.
Well, have you got any clue? I mean, could this be right? That's a pretty amazing statement that Duncan Hunter made. And again, they came into Texas is what the word is. And so, I mean, you heard anything like that?
Well, I haven't. But Duncan is a pretty credible guy. I mean, he's a veteran, and he serves on the committees of jurisdiction where he would know whether this is going on or not. So do I have any firsthand knowledge? No. But I will, after this call, I will call him, and I'll find out. Where he got his information. But let's put it this way. I do not doubt if Duncan Hunter says something, I don't doubt. Now, there are some other members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. If they said something, I'd take it with a grain of salt, but not with respect to Duncan Hunter.
Well, again, like you're saying, if it hasn't happened, there's a pretty good chance that it will, I would think.
Yeah. Well, back to Ebola for a minute. You know, there are some other issues that we could be dealing with right now. You know, we've got this great asset, this great resource right here in Brazos Valley called BARDA, where we can generate vaccines, do vaccine research, and generate massive quantities of vaccines in a short period of time. And we should be dealing with this virus that's affecting children around the country that already has a higher death toll than does Ebola in the country, and also West Nile. And West Nile has killed more people in Texas by a long shot as compared to Ebola. So we ought to be ramping up. The Department of Homeland Security should be issuing orders to BARDA to start generating vaccines on all three of these particular conditions.
Right. And, of course, as we've talked, Caliber is one of the first who was, they're in the forefront in this, and so this could really make a big difference right here in Bryan College Station.
We've got a very bright individual, Brett Gerard, that runs this operation, yep. And to me, we need to, the federal government could easily start doing that today.
Yep, I would agree. Bill Flores joins us usually on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Good talking to you, and I'd ask our listeners to continue prayer for our military men and women in our country.
All right, thanks.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
What do you say to comfort a grieving loved one? This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. We've all been there. One of our family members or a close friend experiences the death of a spouse, a parent, or a child. In the days and weeks that follow, we struggle to find the right words to bring them comfort and healing. Maybe you've said things like, they're in a better place, or at least they're not suffering anymore. But usually, as soon as we've spoken, we've realized our well-meaning words have fallen short of offering any true comfort. The problem is that there really are no words to heal the pain that comes with the death of a loved one, which leads to a second problem, our own sense of helplessness as a result. When someone close to us is suffering deeply, we naturally want to make them feel better, but we struggle knowing there's really nothing we can say to lessen their grief. So what can we do? Interestingly, what we perceive as the problem may actually be the solution. What our grieving loved ones need in those difficult moments is simply us. Our presence, our willingness to sit with them in silence if necessary, to cry with them or to listen to them as they share their pain. Will this wipe away their sorrow? No. But being present, without feeling the need to have something to say, will allow them to draw upon our strength as they walk through their grief. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-953-4036. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-953-4036. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-953-4036.
No. You want to do sports? You want to do sports?
That's okay.
Okay, that's fine. All right, we'll do that. You can do news next hour.
Oh, thanks. I don't think anybody really wants that. All right, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:49. The number three team in the country is coming to Kyle Field with one of the best defenses in the country. MSU is second in the country in points allowed per game at 10.2. They're third nationally at interceptions, and they forced at least one turnover in 28 games in a row. Now, the Aggies' inability to catch the ball might compound problems for offensive coordinator Jake Spavitaugh, but it is problems, he says, that they are working on.
You know, that's something that has been a concern in our meeting room lately, of just the amount of incompletions we've had. So it's definitely, we're going to be switching some guys around and trying to put the best guys out there that's going to make those plays, you know, and get back to fundamentals. You know, we got to get these kids back to catching them and seeing them in and getting Kenny to be as accurate as he possibly can be.
On the other side of the ball, defensive coordinator Mark Snyder says the Rebels do a great job of adjusting on the fly.
They do a good job of adjusting. You see that as you watch the game films. If you give them something, you better not give him a steady dose of it, because Hugh's going to get it fixed now, and he's going to attack your weakness. You can see in the films that teams have tried something new, if you will, against them, and it took them a while to get going, and then they start attacking that weakness.
It's A&M and Ole Miss Saturday, live from Kyle Field, with a Fan Zone broadcast time that starts at 5 o'clock and a kickoff at 8, all live on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It will be First Responders Night this Friday, as the 19th-ranked Texas A&M volleyball team hosts Alabama in an SEC match at Reed Arena. Coach Lori Corbelli says it's going to be all about the defense as they take on the Crimson Tide.
Well, Alabama's really physical. They're going to be quite the test, and they beat us last year at their place, mostly on their physicality, and their one player in particular is really a phenom. She's really fun to watch. She touches about 11 feet. They also have the balance in their offense, so we're going to have to really work hard to defend.
First serve this Friday at Reed, 6 o'clock. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says it's up to a neutral arbiter to decide whether he should testify during an appeals hearing for Ray Rice's indefinite suspension.
There's been a process that's been established. Director Mueller has the full authority to conduct the investigation the way he sees fit. We will all cooperate, but I'm not going to make any comment specifically on any involvement in that. That's for Director Mueller to do.
Goodell says he doesn't think testifying is his decision, and it's not something he addressed. The union is appealing Rice's suspension for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. The NHL got started with their regular season last night in Los Angeles.
Lead pass. Wingles could have a breakaway. He gets by Doughty. He's in alone. He backhands. He scores!
The Kings raised their Stanley Cup banner and then got blanked by San Jose 4-0. The Stars start their season tonight against the Chicago Blackhawks at American Airlines Center in Dallas. They drop the puck at 7:30. Oklahoma's star-studded defense is struggling, and the University of Texas offense isn't much better. University of Texas coach Charlie Strong says that they're working on it.
We just have to develop some consistency on offense. And, you know, we have those opportunities to score. We got to score. And, you know, you look at, we get a field goal blocked, and we get the ball at first and goal on the one-inch line, and doesn't score. So with the opportunities are there for us, we just got to take advantage of them.
The Longhorns are ninth out of 10 teams in the Big 12 in scoring offense. Red River Shootout this Saturday. They kick things off at 11. Baylor and TCU first played one another in 1899. It's still the most played series for both schools that are regular rivals again. The series is dead even at 51 apiece with 7 ties, and TCU coach Gary Peterson knows it's more than just the game itself.
TCU and Baylor have been playing for a long time. You know, one of my good friends, Grant Taft, was the Baylor head coach. He's definitely a Baylor Bear, you know, and love him to death. You know, just, it's one of those things where you have to do it. If life was just about playing what happened on the field, then it's going to get real lonely.
This weekend's game in Waco will be the first time in the series that both teams have been ranked. It's a top 10 matchup of the Big 12's only remaining undefeated teams. And finally, Tyler Derrick made a series of big saves, and the Houston Dynamo beat Toronto FC 1-0 last night. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, Go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620. WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Howdy, Aggs. This is Coach Billy Kennedy, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggies men's basketball team. Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we are excited to get back on the court and play in front of the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $100. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you will join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this season. Gig 'em.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, well, the Convention Visitors Bureau does a wonderful job of bringing in conventions. People come in and spend their money. Next hour, I have one that we really, really, really need to go after. I mean, this is one that I don't think we've ever been in the running for. Don't know that we could get it, but it just sounds like this would be a money monster. So we'll see. All right, you wanted to talk about PETA. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what's going on. So tell me about PETA.
PETA would like to erect a statue where hundreds of chickens suffered and died.
What?
In the collision from last week, if you'll remember. Yes.
PETA who? Like local PETA or some the state organization or national organization? Do you know what?
I didn't dig that far. There's a picture that says, in memory of the hundreds of terrified chickens who suffered and died at this spot.
Really?
September 30th, 2014. Go vegan, PETA logo.
What? I mean, they were going to die anyway.
Yes.
Hello?
This isn't the first time they've done this. They did this somewhere up northeast when some chickens died. But I am offering up my barbecue grill as a monument.
Well, now, I mean, did you see this story?
Yeah, I have not seen the local story, but it doesn't surprise me.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about them. They're really, really good at getting publicity.
Who's going to pluck the chickens for you? Are you just going to cook them with feathers?
No, we've got people to do that.
All right, very good, thank you. Cliff Howard going to donate his grill as part of that, which is, you know.
What? Grill?
Tuned in. Well, that's we were talking about apparently this PETA monument.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Are they going to put one at Sanderson Farms, too?
Well,
since
exactly.
The survivors died there.
I agree. No, you're exactly right. Hello?
As a local memorial artist, I would like to say that I'm completely in favor of putting a monument there.
Yeah,
I think we put the Sanderson Farms logo on there on top of their motto and everything.
They'd be awesome.
And, you know,
yeah,
I think it's great.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Okay. Hello.
Yes, I want to represent all the turkeys.
Okay.
Maybe a little deep frying.
You know, sometimes we talk about serious stuff, and nobody wants to weigh.
Uh-huh.
You start talking about monuments to dead chickens, and
da-da-da!
That's right. The boards light up.
Set up a card table and distribute famous bowls out there.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's it. It'd be my chance to actually get a famous bowl. All right. Why is it taking me so long to get home from the football game? We'll talk about that in the next half hour. And also, this SEC Ready video, which TexAg is putting out. And pretty neat story.
It's awesome.
Lots of talk about Facebook's next step, supposedly creating a way for people to post or share stuff anonymously. Do you like that idea? The whole thing began after Facebook bought the social media site Branch, and they hired a couple of the website developers to reportedly work on an anonymous app. Facebook also purchased WhatsApp, a messaging app, as well as Slingshot, which lets users share photos that disappear after a few seconds. Both will be part of this new anonymous app as well. What do you boys think, since you're Facebookers?
Anonymous? I don't believe it.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Once again, you throw it out there, it's going to be there forever. 90 for a high temperature today. Got a 20% chance of some showers. 72 for a low temperature tonight. Doing the same thing for tomorrow. On Saturday, a 50-50 chance of showers. It's 74 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.